Small Business Report, the business of America's small business. Gene Marks is here, our guide for small businesses as we look at recession, no recession, slowdown, caution, back and forth. But there's technology that is guaranteed to improve your performance everywhere if you can figure it out. Gene does us a favor in his Forbes column of looking at technology that businesses can use and technology that's not quite ready for us. There's both. There's a mix here. There's some fun stuff to play with, and then there's stuff that'll make you money. Gene, the first item in your Forbes column is that Apple's delayed its AI features. Is that news surprising, that Apple's holding back from the hot properties?
It's great news, John, actually. Yeah, this I reported this last week. It was widely shown. I mean, Apple had their developers conference about a month or so ago, where they announced a bunch of AI features coming out on their various devices like iPhones and iPads, their different MacBooks and such. And then just last week, they announced that, you know what, hold on, guys, we're gonna delay these AI features for a little bit. And they didn't give a clear indication as to when these AI features will be out. I mean, you know, sometime soon, but they're going to delay them. Now, why? Because they're finding that some of the AI features are still not working up to their level of quality. And John, I wish companies like Microsoft and Google would be doing the same thing. I mean, Microsoft and Google both rolled out their AI products, Microsoft Copilot and Google's Gemini, for their Office products. And, you know, my clients are finding, and I'm finding as well, as those products, those AI applications are just not performing the way they promised to perform. You know, they are still not reliable. They're still not accurate. They're bunching up. They're spinning around. They're not, you know, working all the time. And they become very frustrating for a lot of users. And maybe Apple is watching that and saying, you know, we're not gonna do that. If we're gonna introduce AI features, you know, where we can talk, where we can do more automation, we can have better relationships with our devices, we're not going to release those until they're actually ready for prime time. And listen, Apple has made its reputation on really good quality products. And I don't think they want to spoil that reputation by rushing to the market too soon with their AI stuff. So I think that's good news that they're holding it back. And I think it makes me feel more comfortable that when they do release their products, the AI functionality will work as planned.
You like PayPal, and PayPal's doing very well. What do you like about it, Gene?
Well, PayPal itself is that they are doing well. They have an 11% increase in transaction volume year over year. I think that PayPal is the kind of product that is perfect for small businesses. And the reason why is that many people have many different choices for payment when they go into stores. Obviously, we have checks, we have mobile apps, we have different things like Venmo, which, by the way, is owned by PayPal, you know, Zelle, things like that. What PayPal does really well is it consolidates it all. So, you know, for merchants themselves, if they carry and they accept PayPal, their customers can connect their mobile apps, they can connect their credit cards, they connect their payment methods to their PayPal app. So they just have one app that they use to pay for everything. That makes it easier for consumers, and it makes it easier for small businesses as well. So I'm not surprised to see PayPal grow in popularity. I mean, they're always going to have their technological challenges, and there's a lot of people in the mobile payment industry that are trying to take market share away from them. But I think they've done a good job of navigating that, and I think they're really a necessity for small merchants to make sure that they accept payments via PayPal. It just makes it a lot easier for themselves and their customers.
I don't know Windows. You do. Windows 11. There's been a difficulty with it. You call it a drama.
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm surprised you don't know this. I mean, ever since the inception of Windows, when something stops working, where there's, you know, an application freezes or whatever, do you ever do the Control Alt Delete, and then you bring up the list of open tasks, and then you have to right click on the open task and then select it, and then to kill the task, and once the task is killed, it frees up memory and space, and the computer can start working again? That's been like a long time Windows thing, and it's a pain in the neck, and people are very, it's annoying, but it's just going on forever. Well, the good news is that Windows 11 is going to have a new feature that will make doing that a lot quicker. So if there is an application that is out there that is freezing Windows up, you'll be able to kill it a lot faster so that you can get back to work. I mean, the ideal thing is that the software application and the operating system actually worked well enough that this wouldn't happen at all. But obviously, it's going to continue to happen. And now Microsoft is just making it easier for us as users to kill that task so we can move on.
And Sage and Stripe, I think that they're payment methods, but I'm not sure. And you like them?
I do. So Sage is a very well-known accounting application. It's you know, very strong in Europe and also has quite a presence in the U.S. They do accounting software for various industries and small and mid-sized businesses. Stripe is a payment service, a payment platform for accepting payments. Well, now both Sage and Stripe have announced an enhancement to their partnership, which is going to automate not only the payments, but also help do better reporting and analytics for cash flow. And I think that that's important. I also think that it's something that we'll be seeing a lot more of in small business financial products, where those accounting applications will better integrate with banks and their payment solutions, and better report and give better advice and insights into a company's cash flow. And Sage and Stripe are doing that right now. And I think if you're using any competitive products, you should be asking your vendors if they'll be doing the same.
The Himalayas of technology, AI. Gene, I've been corresponding with my friend Claude since last we talked. He copy edits for me. I'm learning that Claude has attitude. And one of the things that happened recently is Claude wants to summarize my table of contents. And now and again, I have to remind Claude, I don't want attitude. I want copy editing, just that. So Claude obeys. But recently I was typing too fast. Rather than write the word copy edit, I wrote the word COP. That was it. And hit return. Right. Claude did it. That's impressive, Gene, because it wasn't the right word. It was something entirely in a different direction. I don't know how he did it. So there are mysteries here that need to be solved.
You are having quite the relationship with your executive AI assistant, John, Claude, and good for you. That is going to continue to evolve for many of us. I'm a ChatGPT user, although I have a lot of respect for Claude, and I also have a lot of respect for Gemini. Those products, those executive AI assistants, which are really the real players in the game, Microsoft is something called, you know, Bing Chat. But ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, they're getting to know their users better. And as they evolve with new versions, they're storing memory about you. Now, some people might find that to be a little intrusive or an invasive of privacy, but I kind of like the fact that when I, you know, go into my conversation with ChatGPT, it picks up from where we left off and it remembers some of the things I searched for before, and it proactively even asks me, you know, different questions to help me enhance. For example, if I do research on ChatGPT about a competitive product or about a certain market, and it gives me a lot of answers, I am hoping with ChatGPT 5.0, when it gets released, that it comes back to me maybe months later and say, hey, you know what? You were doing research a few months ago on this issue. How did it go? Because I have some more updated information for you that might help. That's the kind of thing like a really good executive assistant or a partner would do for you. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of these executive assistants are going to evolve over time. I have to say, John, when people ask me about AI for small businesses, you know, I've been very critical of Google and Microsoft because I don't think their platforms are getting, you know, they're going to get there, but not yet. But I have to say ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, these executive AI assistants, they are really productive tools and are getting better and better every day for small businesses to help them draft policies, contracts, enhance their communications, do research for them, help them, you know, analyze their search engine optimization, a bunch of different things. So I strongly recommend if you're running a business, you really should align yourself with one of these tools and use it frequently because they really can provide a lot of assistance, information, and productivity for your business. They work.
And Gene, they make you money because they do work that ordinarily either you couldn't do yourself or would be a burden and would keep you from other tasks.
I'm going to give you an example of how they make you money, John. Like I recently wrote an ethics policy. I had to do that for my company. And I didn't know where to start. What do I know about ethics, right? So I went to ChatGPT and I asked it to write me an ethics policy for my company. It wrote it in 2 minutes. Now, it was about 80 to 90% good. So then I turned it over to my attorney. But John, my attorney charges me like $400 an hour. Like I would have spent half a day writing an ethics policy for me. He wound up spending 30 minutes reviewing and revising with ChatGPT for me. So that's just one example of how these programs are making you money right now. and they'll only expand going forward.
Gene Marks, small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.